Hi, my name's Brad. We are Grace Teaching today. What about 1 John 1:9? You know, 1 John 1:9, we are convinced that John is speaking to an unbeliever here. There's too much evidence proving that the sin issue has been dealt with through the finished work of the cross. God is not dealing with sins anymore. Of course, 1 John 1:9 says, "But if we confess our sins, to him he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." First of all, John is speaking in 1 John. He's speaking to unbelievers and he's writing to believers in Christ at times. And so there's a mix there that he's talking with. So in 1 John 1:9, again, he is speaking to an unbeliever who says, "I don't need Jesus. I've never sinned. I don't believe in Jesus. I'm a good person." And so we get the view of that. But, with the evidence that backs this total forgiveness up, first of all, we'll go to, something David said in Psalms 103:12. He said, "He has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west." Well, folks, how far is east to west? God is not in time, and so this is a picture of time from Adam to eternity. And so God, when he looks down at humanity, he clears the whole deck of sins from east to west, meaning from time till the end of time, and he places them on his son Jesus. And of course we know what happens. It kills him, and that's why he died on the cross, to forgive the sins and take away, to remove the sins. It says that he removed our sins from us. Another good one is John chapter 1 verse 29, where he says, John speaks about the coming Jesus, and he's on the way up to get baptized, and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." That's why Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:19, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And so remember, God is not counting the world's sins against them because Jesus took them. And so keep that in mind, believer. If you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things passed away. Part of that package of old things passing away was all of your sins. You're a forgiven person. I like this one. 1 John 2, verse 2 says, this is where John is speaking to believers, to all who received him, to them who believed in his name. God has given us the right to be called children of God. So he's addressing us. He says, Jesus Christ gave his life to pay for our sins. But he not only paid for our sins, he also paid for the sins of the whole world. You see? And this is another fave right here. Ephesians 1:7, the Apostle Paul is addressing the body of Christ in Christ at Ephesus, chapter 1, verse 7. And he says, "We have been set free." That means okay and right with the Father, because of what Christ has done. Through his blood, our sins have been forgiven. We have been set free because God's grace is so rich. Now, folks, it doesn't get any more clear than that. It was the blood of Jesus. It was through his blood our sins have been forgiven, not our confession. Okay, another good one is 1 John 4:10. "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away all of our sins." Now, folks, in 1 John 4, verse chapter 10, he's addressing believers at this time. He's letting us know there that we didn't love God, but he loved us. And this is why he sent his son to die to take away sins, because he loved everybody. You see? And there's just so many things that back up this. Acts 10:28, another one, revealed knowledge to Peter from the Holy Spirit, that he says, "God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean." And so, folks, we're clean because of the cross. Of course, that was Acts 10:28, second part of that verse. But, there's so many that back this up. 1 John 2:12 is another good one, where John is actually sitting down now. He's left the unbeliever in 1 John 1:9 when he was talking to to the unbeliever there, and he says, "Dear children of God, I'm writing to you because your sins have been forgiven." They have been forgiven because of what Jesus has done. You see that there? And so Jesus said that the world's sin was unbelief in him. You see, that's why we believe 1 John 1:9, John is speaking to an unbeliever. Look at John chapter 16, verse 9, and we'll close it with this. But Jesus said himself, in his own words, "The world's sin is that it refuses to believe in me." Thank you. That's been What About 1 John 1:9.